On Monday, the Los Angeles Teachers Union went on strike for the first time in 30 years, citing a need for smaller class size, more specialized staff like nurses and counselors, and a pay increase. Last week, we spoke to union representatives and an LA-based reporter, Howard Bloom. Today, we continue coverage of the strike now in its third day with Maria Brenes, the executive director of Inner City Struggle and member of the Equity Alliance for LA's Kids. Good morning, Maria.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
You all are looking at this from the lens of students, and particularly high-need students. What are your demands, really, for students as it relates to the strike?
Well, we know that from our experience, you know, working with families and young people in communities like South Los Angeles and the east side of L.A., that there has been a historic disinvestment in our communities and in our schools that has resulted in poor outcomes and a school to jail pipeline. And for decades, we have been fighting the status quo that has led to our students of color, bearing the brunt of these historical disinvestments and short-sighted political infighting. So at the same time, we believe that it's necessary to increase investment in public education in our state, but in particular, in high-need communities. You know, for too long, our students have been left behind when it comes to a quality education, to college preparation. They have faced punitive discipline that has pushed them out of school and not sufficient wraparound supports given the conditions in our communities, health conditions, gun-related violence. And so our call to action is to invest greater in highest need communities because it'll uplift all of public education and ensure that our families are invested and believe in the promise of a quality public education for their children.
In April of 2018, the Equity Alliance for LA's Kids passed, fought, and won a resolution that would shift $263 million annually to the highest needs schools and students. How is the manifestation of that resolution, the promise of that resolution, in line or not with the teachers' demands?
Well, in the investments that our communities are calling for, that these dollars that have been promised, they are to be allocated to programs and services to increase students graduating, students staying in school, school climate that is restorative and not punitive, as well as health-related services and college preparation to increase rigor and increase the students that are academically achieving, particularly students of color. And so we believe there's alignment in the call to action that we're hearing from the teachers right now, where they want to see better outcomes, better opportunities, and increased access for our children. So we truly see that as in alignment in terms of what students and families are calling for and you know, the demands that the teachers are putting forth. I think if there are targeted investments in our neighborhood, would only help advance the vision and the demands that students and families are calling for as well.
So those demands, higher salaries, smaller classes, more counselors and nurses at schools in the Los Angeles Unified School District. The response coming from the administration is, unless and until we get more money from the state, the pie is not big enough to accommodate all those things. What's your response?
Well, I think the opportunity that the teacher strike has brought to Los Angeles, and I hope to the state, is that there is a crisis in the underfunding of public education. And that's been a historic disinvestment that was exacerbated with the passage of Prop 13 in 1978. And I think the message that we're hearing about the lack of investment is one that truly resonates in our communities, in the highest need, who have experienced this disinvestment firsthand, because, you know, our schools for decades were extremely overcrowded with very high push-out rates of students of color. And, you know, it's no surprise that there is support, because it's bringing attention to a crisis that hasn't received enough attention. And we want to see our elected officials, our decision makers, act with greater sense of urgency to increase per pupil spending in the state of California. You know, we're toward the bottom of all 50 states, yet we're the fifth largest economy in the world. And it's unacceptable, it's unjust, and we need to act now to increase that investment and look at the communities where the disinvestment has been greater and where there is a concentration of need, communities like the one in which we work in the east side of LA, and ensure that there is equity in any investment that's going to be made, whether it's through the state or in negotiations that will come about hopefully sooner than later.
Across the state, Maria, there are organizations and advocates that are gearing up for the fight to reform dramatically Proposition 13. Do you see this as an opportunity to build even stronger alliances between groups like yours and teachers for long-term solutions? We have to deal with the immediate, but you know, at the end of the day, we need longer-term solutions so we don't end up right back here in a few years.
Exactly. And, you know, inner city struggle with organizations like Community Coalition and Statewide Alliance, California Calls, among others, have been working for over a decade to build support in our grassroots communities of color to understand that California has had a broken tax and fiscal system that has benefited the millionaires, the billionaires, and big corporations, and the importance of reforming California's tax and fiscal system and closing the loophole that has existed at the expense of our children and the expense of our communities. And we were a part of helping collect the signatures to put the Schools and Communities First initiative on the ballot in 2020, which will restore, if it passes, $11 billion for schools, community college, and other vital community services. And this is an important investment for the future of California, to allow families now and in the future to have an opportunity at the California dream. And so it's so necessary to build alliances in our communities and across communities. This is, you know, this is about our future, and we all have a stake in it. And so I think, you know, this period right now where families are feeling a sense of uncertainty about their future, you know, it's what's happening with education, it's what's happening with the housing crisis. And we know that there are oppositional forces out there that will try to confuse and lie to our communities, to our voters. We saw this last year with the housing initiative. And so we have to be ready to ensure that our stories are lifted up. We're educating, we're mobilizing, so we can pass the Schools and Communities First Act, because it's needed. It's needed. It's, you know, part of what the teacher strike is about. It's part of what our communities have been fighting for, and we need to raise awareness and mobilize our forces.
Marianne, I know you have a hard stop in just about 90 seconds. There are 600,000 young people inside of LA Unified and not nearly enough staff, teachers, administrators on campus to navigate the students that are still going to school. And so some parents have just opted to not send their children to school. What kind of support are organizations like yours and Community Coalition offering to parents who are opting to keep their children home?
Yeah, it's a very difficult situation. You know, families want to support their teachers. They agree with much of what they're asking for. And unfortunately, for many low-income families of color, you know, they need to work, and schools provide a safe haven for their children. You know, and those that can are opting not to cross the picket line. But for those that, you know, are in that situation where they have to get to work, they have other obligations, we have opened up our offices. You know, kids right now are actually starting to trickle into our headquarters. Other organizations like Community Coalition in South LA are also providing that safe haven for students and families, and you know, providing meals and workshops and a place to dialogue about their concerns and their anxieties about the situation. And you know, what they want most is a quality education. They also want and call on everyone in as it relates to labor negotiations to come together and push themselves toward a compromise for the sake of our children, because you know, schools are the centers of our communities and play a critical role, and you know, we need to be supportive of the fact that there is a disinvestment, and we need to close that gap now.
Maria Bernens, thank you so much for joining us. It was good to speak to you again after all this time.
Yes, thank you. Keep up the fight.
You too.